Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. The Gen 40 heaters are back in stock. With skyrocketing heating bills, they sold out and will go fast again. If you missed the last special, order fast and now at EdenPureDeals.com. For this week or until they run out, you can get the stylish and strong Eden Pure Gen 40 heater with code Howie50.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
When will the White House release a log of visitors to the Wilmington House?
Did you ask the last administration why they got rid of the White House logs?
I was the campaign
Okay, let's go ahead. Go ahead.
We have the records for the Delaware residents.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was calling the gentleman who wanted to ask a question that was not related to this.
Oh, nice segue. Good blend.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
There has not been a limit of transparency. I will disagree with you on that.
President Biden campaigned on a promise to be transparent.
There is the issue of transparency.
The White House has been reluctant to provide really any information.
When asked to explain why he was storing these documents apparently in his garage, he grew somewhat defensive, saying,
"Well, sir, we were going to the bingo parlor at the YMCA. Well, one thing led to another, and the instructions got all fouled up there, and we ended up..."
Shut up.
Okay, sure.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the number if you'd like to give us a call. As you know, there is a crazy battle going on right now for the chairmanship of the Massachusetts State Republican Party. The current chairman is a crackpot named Jim Lyons. I call him Jim Jones Lyons because he's turned the committee into a Kool-Aid cult like Jonestown, a death cult. Can't win any races. He's broke. But he wants to be reelected so he can finish his job of destroying the Massachusetts Republican Party. And so he's on this tour now of the state. He's going around night after night speaking to a handful of people and telling them that it's not his fault what happened, that they lost every statewide race. They lost every congressional race, every referendum question, multiple legislative seats. I call it a defeat tour. And he's been around. He's been arguing with state reps. Last night he went to Sturbridge, and he ran into another state rep, Peter Durant, who's from Spencer, and it was a strange evening indeed, from what I hear. And joining us now on the line to talk about it is Representative Peter Durant from Spencer. Tell us, thanks for being here on the Howie Carr Show, Peter, and tell us what happened last night with Jim Jones Lyons.
Well, thanks for having me on, Howie. I will start by saying it was a very strange meeting, but no one was bit.
No one was bit. Okay. No. That's no good. I'm glad.
That's always a good start. But as you mentioned at the opening, it was a very bizarre meeting. Myself and Representative Berthew went. It's the town over from the district that we both represent, So we went there last night. And I really struggled to understand what the whole purpose of the meeting was, because Jim Lyons just kind of, he just launched into this long, almost incoherent tirade, talking about secret organizations, LLCs that were formed, and people getting payoffs and bribes. And he just went off on all these different tangents that were really hard to follow. And so at one point during the night, Donnie Berthium and I were standing in the back of the room, and at one point he brought up a letter that the caucus had sent to him that surrounded an issue of one of the other state committee members that happened a year or two ago. And it was a letter that I had authored. So he brought up this letter, and he referenced me. And
so he's dealing with obscure, no offense to you, Peter, but he's dealing with rather obscure inside baseball type stuff.
Oh, incredibly obscure. I mean, like I say, I could not follow it, to be perfectly honest with you. He was going in so many different directions. But the general gist was of all this nefarious work that was going on behind the scenes to undermine him, and that was done illegally before him, and It was just full of conspiracy theories. It was a really, really bizarre meeting.
And so what happened? Now, you guys got into a confrontation, though. How did that develop?
Yeah, so again, he brought up this letter, and he referenced me as the author, which was true. I was the author, but he did it in a manner that was disparaging. So I said in the meeting, I was already standing, so I said to him, I said, "Well, wait a minute, Jim. I said, if you're going to say things about me, I'm going to respond." So I started walking up to the front, and that's when things got really crazy. He literally, not figuratively, he literally started screaming at me to sit down. "You're not coming up here. Get out of here." And I said, "No, if you're going to bring me up," I said, if you're going to bring up my name and you're going to disparage me, then I'm going to say something. And he rushed over to me, and we were literally, you know, we were standing toe to toe, and he's screaming at the top of his lungs for me to get out. And I said, "Jim, if you want me out, you're going to have to call the cops." And he reared his hand back as if to throw a punch at me, which I was a little shocked. I said to him, I kind of laughed. I said, "Jim, are you actually going to hit me?" And I think he thought better of it because he stopped. And at that point, Jeff Deal was there. And
DoorDash was there? What was he doing there?
He was there. I'm not sure what his purpose was there. Maybe he was the muscle.
I know he's not busy with his job, but did someone have a fare? Was it an Uber delivery to the Sturbridge Senior Center?
But it was there.
Somebody ordered some chicken wings.
but he had come over, and again, I don't know what the purpose was because he started talking, and at this point, you know, there's a few people talking, and I just looked at Jeff and I said, "Skip along. Your input's not needed here," And that was kind of the end of it. But if you could see how he just, the fire in Jim's eyes, the anger behind it, in the level of screaming, I kind of left there.
He talked about the lawsuits, though. What did he say about the lawsuits? Instead of trying to win elections, he's just suing people, issuing subpoenas. He sits in on all the depositions he does in these frivolous lawsuits because he hasn't got anything else to do, apparently.
Yeah, it was strange. He talked about lawsuits, and I lost track, but there's got to be a dozen of them that he claimed he filed. And he did say something to the effect of, In the last 48 hours, we started a legal defense fund, and I'm thinking, okay, well, that's where you're going with this. You want money from people, I guess, because I couldn't figure out the purpose.
Give, send, go. Go, but Jim Lyons, go with give, send, go. That's our guy. Forget the GoFundMe. Go ahead.
There you go. And so he just, but he said that he was going to, he was going to consolidate all of the lawsuits he had, and he wanted all the RTC members, the Republican Town Committee members, and the chairman to sign on as plaintiffs, because when he won, and he was going to win millions of dollars, he was going to disperse it to all of them. So he was some kind of Robin Hood or something, but that was his plan, was to win millions of dollars and then spread the wealth around to everybody who was in an RTC.
And did he talk about why he lost every election last fall?
You know, that probably was an uncomfortable topic, so he did not bring that up. It was a lot about what the prior administration did, and I don't want to say their names on the air, but he just outed, and not outed, but he brought up a few different people, saying that, you know, everything was their fault and everything they did was illegal, and it was very, very bizarre.
Did he mention the stories that have been running all week in all the newspapers about the $53,000 bill to the private detective for investigating Mara Healey's sex life? Did he mention that?
Not at all. He did not bring up anything, and there were, as you can imagine, everything that was in the least bit controversial was glossed over, to the point where he was the victim of it all. But it was just quickly glossed over, and he moved on to a different subject.
Why is he, Representative Durant, why is he doing this? I mean, there are 84 people or 74 people that are going to decide the election. Over half of them last night sent a letter saying, why don't you let us see all the bills you've got other than this private detective and the printer and, John Featherston and all these people. They want to know how much the party owes. He didn't talk about that at all. Were there any of the members from the committee there? Was there anybody from the committee?
And that's the whole point is. I really was trying to figure out what the purpose of this meeting was. So there was only about 20 people there, and I'm including myself in Representative Bertheum. There was about 20 people there, but no one there was a state committee member, except for Jeff Beal. Jeff is on a state committee, but no one there was a state committee member. And even the state committee members who represent that district weren't there. They were off. They were somewhere else.
anywhere else.
The purpose behind this whole meeting, and so I don't know what these. I don't know what he wanted to accomplish by engaging these people. It just didn't make any sense to me, and so I do rack my brains trying to figure that out.
Do we have any video or audio of this that we can post?
Not that I know of, and I have to say that that my wife Kate was texting me, imploring me to get video, but no, I did not see anybody recording. So I don't know that any exists, unfortunately.
Sounds like great reality TV. So is he gonna prevail, Representative Durant, on January 31st? What's your guess or your prediction?
My guess is I don't think so. I think at this point, I think that enough people who have supported him have peeled off now, and if not voting for one of the other candidates, then they might not show up. I think it was a very close race to begin with. I think if we remember, Sean Dooley's race was a one vote race or a two vote race, which left Jim with a very, very small margin to begin with. And I think to be honest with you, thanks to some of your Twitter posts, some of the members have been feeling the pressure. And I think if nothing else, some of them might not show up. And so I do think he goes down.
Yeah, it sounds like the more he goes out on his defeat tour here, the more votes he's going to lose too.
Yeah, it's a like I say, I know that there was one a night or two before in Auburn or in Worcester, I think, that Representative Frost was at. It was similar. It's just like I say, it's a very, very bizarre meeting. If you want some entertainment, you can go, but he won't entertain any uncomfortable questions. There were a couple of instances where I had said while he was talking, again, this is after the altercation, but while he was talking, he said something, I can't remember off the top of my head what it was, and I said, Jim, that's not true. And, he just ignores and moves on to something else. So he's trying to direct this circus, and he's not going to take any crap for it,
Wow. Well, listen, Representative Durant, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. And, as you say, you got to look on the bright side. At least he didn't bite you.
Exactly. No teeth marks on you.
All right. Thank you. That's Representative Peter Durant from Spencer. He had an altercation last night. There was a lack of decorum at the Sturbridge Senior Center from the chairman of the Republican Party of the state, Jim Jones Lyons. 844-500-4242. The new year is here, and whether you're making big changes or just settling back into a consistent routine, chances are that you could use some audio accompaniment on your journey. I know that for me, it's crucial. I know, Taylor, you're going to criticize me, but I was listening to Exile on Main Street again today. Stop breaking down. Happy Casino Boogie. There are so Sweet Virginia. There's so many great songs.
I'm not saying they're bad songs or bad albums, but there's more than 8 albums that exist in the world.
That's what you say.
But, and Raycons suit all of them. You can listen to them as beautifully as possible with Raycons.
Yes, Yes, whatever you want to listen to, whatever type of music, podcasts, even cooking lessons, any kind of self-help audio, anything. The fact is, a good pair of wireless earbuds is indispensable in 2023. For premium audio at the perfect price point, you've got to go with Raycon. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these earbuds are so comfortable, and they will not budge. Trust me. Raycons give you 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. Raycons are priced just right. You get quality audio at half the price of other premium audio brands. It's no wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 50,000 five-star reviews. Among the features, they have three customizable sound profiles, depending on what you're listening to, obviously. Earbud tap functions, noise isolation, awareness mode. It's just a great, great product, and it's a perfect thing if you're looking for something to buy yourself for the new year, something you can enjoy or something a person close to you can enjoy. You can't do better than Raycons. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to score 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Why do we have the jump line? Well, because we can't be serious all the time.
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest man.
The jump line, weekdays at 5, right here on the Howie Carr Show.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
Looking to save time and money in the new year? Get HelloFresh and take control of the clock and your budget with delicious recipes delivered right to your door. Get 22 free meals plus free shipping with code Howie22 at HelloFresh.com/Howie22. HelloFresh.com/Howie22. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is who's most likely to have planted the classified documents at Joe Biden's properties? Democrats, Republicans, Vladimir Putin, or Biden and he just forgot?
I'm sticking with Biden and he just forgot.
26% say Biden, 71% say Democrats.
Okay, 844-500-4242. There is another reason though why these documents ended up above the steakhouse in his garage in his quote unquote library, and CNN summed it up for us. This is why their ratings are lower than whale excrement. Cut 13.
Has the White House offered any explanation for how the documents got there in the first place?
Well, you know, this morning the CNN team has done sort of a reconstruction of the earliest days of 2017. This is, of course, when the vice president back then, Joe Biden, was sort of sprinting through the final days of him being in office. And what we learned is that he had an incredibly busy last few weeks and few days of the vice presidency, including a last minute trip to Ukraine, going to Davos, the surprise Medal of Freedom ceremony that was given to him by the president then, President Barack Obama, and we are told that that made everything so much more hectic, and there were lower-level assistants, lower-level staff who were mostly involved in packing up his belongings, but there were, of course, several offices that had to be packed up, and all of this made things so much more hectic and so crazy, and Kathy Chung, the executive assistant at the time, we now know was one of the people that was interviewed as a part of this process, Caitlin.
Oh, my goodness. The CNN team did this. Ooh. Oh, they're so serious. Oh, my goodness. 844-500-4. Oh. They got rid of CNN Airport. They got rid of CNN Plus. When are they going to get rid of just CNN, period? They deserve to be taken off the air just for the sake of journalism. 844-500-4242. We'll be back with your calls here. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know, the odd thing about that CNN story is they don't seem to learn anything. Their ratings were down 33% in prime time during an election year. They look at the people they fired. They fired Stelter. They fired Harwood. Chris Wallace was the motor. All the bum kissers. The knee pad wearing Democrat operatives with press passes, not all of them, but they got rid of some of the worst ones. And that was as bad as anything I've heard on CNN in a long time. Here's another one before we go back to the phones. This is something that they're saying about the difference between Trump and Biden. Cut one.
Do you see a difference in that former President Trump denied repeated requests for all of his classified documents for more than a year and President Biden's
lawyers turned in documents after finding them?
And this is Speaker McCarthy's response to that. Cut two.
No, because from one standpoint, they knew the documents were there. They actually asked President Trump to put another lock on, so they were locked. You look at President Biden. He wasn't president. He was vice president. He held these in different locations right out in the open. He criticized President Trump. Did he utilize the Justice Department to raid President Trump? Did you think that was right? They knew this has happened to President Biden before the election, but they kept it a secret from the American public. He goes on 60 Minutes, criticizes President Trump, even knowing what he has done, and he wasn't president at the time. Now we find another location that it's at, but he refused to answer. His press secretary won't answer the questions.
It's pretty good for Kevin McCarthy. So this, one more that I want to play here. Allison Camerota, it's like she was in the time machine. She was back to the Allison Camerota I used to know in Boston when she worked for Fox. I mean, she had she committed a random act of journalism with Pramila Jayapal, the Jayapal, whatever it is, the really radical leftist from Washington. This is Allison Camerota on CNN.
In September when it came out that this...
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Back in September when it came out that this was happening with Donald Trump, you tweeted, Donald Trump stole classified documents. He put not only our national security at risk, but the security and safety of our allies around the world. He must be held accountable to the full extent of the law. Should President Biden be held to that same standard? I mean, President Trump stole the classified documents and put our national security at risk. Isn't it possible that President Biden is putting our national security at risk also?
I absolutely think that is why the Department of Justice has appointed the special counsel. But again, I would just point to the fact that these documents so far that we know, what we know, is that they were kept in a locked place that was a very small number and
garage.
I don't know how important these are. They might be incredibly important. They were marked top secret, but the storage and the approach to this is completely different. That doesn't mean that there isn't a problem here, and certainly there's a political problem for all of us.
the congresswoman was going. She asked me a real question. That's not what I expect from CNN. 844-500-4242. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Howie. You know, with these documents, each one of them are categorized. They're numbered. They're traced. They know where they're going, or they should know where they're going. And my question is, how in the world could these documents be released into these people's hands without the proper authority?
I don't know. I get the feeling they're really not that top secret. You know, I think the only reason this is a big deal is because they were trying to use the same type of documents to frame Donald Trump. So now they're kind of hoist on their own petard, as they say.
I would say so. I mean, it sounds like they're using QuickBooks for accountability on these documents. You know,
they
delete, you know, whatever they want to do with them.
Yeah, and I mean, again, nobody's talking. What about Hillary Clinton? I mentioned that to one of the last callers last night. What about Hillary Clinton and the 33,000 emails under congressional subpoena? And just she got rid of them. She deleted them and made sure that they were deleted in a way that they couldn't be brought back. What about Barack Obama? He supposedly has millions of documents from his administration in the in his so-called library in Chicago, and you know, nobody cares about it. And you know, I'm happy in a way that you know, this makes it less likely that they're going to prosecute Trump, because I mean, talk about a ridiculous. Ridiculous charges. I mean, they went to, as the Republicans have been saying, they went to him and they said, the federal authorities, the National Archives or whoever it was, and said, you know, get these things under more secure lock and key. And he did. And again, I started the show by talking about how Senator Kennedy from Louisiana said, you know, the National Archives were up in arms about Trump. How come and he had the documents for a year and a half? How come Biden had these documents for 6 years and they didn't say boo? Trump had them in one place that was patrolled by the Secret Service. Biden had them in three different places that we know of so far. He had them at the steakhouse, he had them in the garage, and he had them in his so-called library. With his collection of Marvel comic books and the coloring books and his Crayola crayons. 844-500-4242, 919. Didn't Trump store his documents in a safe? Yes, he did. They asked him to put a better lock on it, and he did. He did. And then they spread out the documents, you know, for the photo op. They had a photo op with the quote-unquote evidence. Sometimes they release evidence, but they release evidence and they put it into the public record and you can get it and use it on TV or in the newspapers. But that's not until the trial starts. They just go and they just get all this stuff and they throw it out there. Here, take some pictures. It's nothing is on the level with these people. Nothing. Whether they're talking about the vaccine or whether they're talking about a criminal investigation or they're talking about the FAA outage or the Amtrak delays or any other damn thing. Do you trust them at all? 844-500-4242. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, Howie. I wanted to talk about the vaccine. First, a couple of things. I know a nurse that works in a hospital, and she said saw a whole floor of elderly people get wiped out from the vaccine. And the other thing I want to mention, too, is I know people who've been injured by the vaccine. Some have died and some have been crippled. And I had all these people that were my friends for years. And when I told them I wasn't going to get the vaccine because I thought it was unsafe, they all, like, disowned me as a friend. They won't have anything to do with me. They say I'm a conspiracy theorist. At least that's what they said a year ago.
Really, you should forward them these stories about the CDC and the FDA's decision today.
They won't even look at them. They will say this is all fake news. It's all conspiracy theory. They're so blinded. They still wear masks, a lot of them, and they back away from me if they run into me at a grocery store because they're afraid I'm going to give them a disease.
How old are these people?
All kinds of ages. Some of them are elderly. Some of them are younger than me. Some of them are my age. They're all nuts. They're absolutely nuts.
I would have to agree with what you see as the common thread in all of their personalities. Yeah, I agree. I mean, why are people wearing masks now? Unless they're gonna rob somebody. And they're worried about a security. That's the only reason I can see for wearing a mask, which is the traditional only reason for wearing a mask. And that's why in Massachusetts, masks used to be outlawed when you were in the when you walked into a bank. There were a lot of banks had signs that said you can't wear a mask into a bank. And then in 2020, they put signs over that, paper signs, that said you have to wear a mask to come into the bank. That's how crazy everything was. Thanks for the call, Dan. 844-500-4242. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Biden, Brandon is like a feral squirrel, a demented squirrel. He could have been hiding things anywhere. There could be documents all up and down the East Coast. He doesn't know what he's doing.
I agree. That's why I voted for him. That he's the one who planted the documents. You know, he's you know. So there wasn't there a joke when he first got in the first year he was in the White House. He said he loves the Easter egg hunts because he just does it, keeps doing it over and over again because he can never remember where he placed the Easter eggs. You know, he's just there's nothing there. And that's what makes it believable that the Democrats are doing this to him, because they know that there's no way that he can run again in 24, because he's not going to be able to hide in the basement. And even if he were, God forbid, to be reelected, how the hell could he, quote unquote, govern, or pretend to govern is more like it, for the 4 years after the next 2 years? 844-500-4242-339. I wonder how many classified documents Biden left on the Amtrak trains. Joey, baby! Everything's mocked up secret, baby! 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. What are your New Year's resolutions? Is one of them to finally sell that piece of real estate that you've been hanging on to? Well, resolve to take control in 2023. Take control with J.J. Manning Auctioneers and sell on your terms. Take control by selling with no contingencies for financing, for inspections, or for appraisals. Take control with one busy auction open house instead of random showings. Take control by selling to cash-ready buyers who are not hostages to rising interest rates. Take control with an as-is sale. There is no need to sink money into the property before selling. Even a property with a failed septic. No Title V required. Best of all, take control with a 30-day closing on your property. In a J.J. Manning auction, there is no distress. You set the terms, you sell contingency-free, and the buyer pays the commission. In an uncertain real estate market, take control with J.J. Manning. To learn more on how to get your home, multifamily, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. Don't wait for prices to head lower still. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your real estate sold. Throughout New England, Howie and Grace listeners have taken control and sold with J.J. Manning. Take control this year. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help."
Howie Carr returns after this. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
There was a violent spree, that's what they're calling it, on the Green Line last night in Kenmore Square. 2 men are behind bars after cops say a crowbar-wielding group of 4 went on a violent spree on the Green Line last night, quote, beating, robbing, and terrorizing T riders, according to the DA's office. As if riding the T, knowing that you may not get there because of breakdowns or derailments, isn't bad enough. Parrish Lamont Jones, 25, of Dorchester, and William James Windham, 21, of Brockton, are both charged with armed robbery and assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, causing serious bodily injury. A 16-year-old girl was arrested, but little information is available about her because she's a juvenile, of course. Cops were called to the Kenmore MBTA station for a report that three men and a girl were robbing a passenger on a Green Line trolley. Be headed for Brookline, right? Liberals. No one should be mugged, obviously, but it's bad. Their witnesses told the cops they saw the four punching and stealing from passengers and the four mugging people with a crowbar. Another witness said the group terrorized passengers, shoving and threatening them, and that the suspects hit him in the face with a crowbar, and fists before stealing his phone and wallet, according to the DA's office. I mean, how out of control? This is during rush hour last night in Kenmore Square. And they don't care. They don't care. 844-500-4242. D.A. Hayden said, terrorizing, beating, and robbing MBTA passengers is not just a crime against the victims themselves, but a direct assault on the public's right to know, right to use public transportation safely and peacefully. These individuals violated that right viciously, and they will be held accountable. I hope you're right, District Attorney Hayden, but I have my doubts. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Why don't we listen to Brandon, just ignoring questions for a full minute? This is from yesterday, and it's just yelling, right, Taylor?
This is from today, actually.
Oh, it's from today. Okay. So they're just yelling at him, and set the stage for us, because I haven't seen the video.
So he's in the Oval Office with some dignitary, and this is at the end when they're shaking hands, and the press shouts out their questions. Sometimes he'll answer, most times he won't. So he's just sitting there and smiling while everybody's haranguing him for an answer to the documents.
For a full minute. Here it is. Is this the Oval Office or is this the Sturbridge Senior Center? Is this Biden or is this Jim Jones Lions? Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. And I guess now he's stumbling out of the Oval Office. Is that what's going on at the end of it?
No, he stayed seated. They were herded out.
Oh, they were
like the cattle they are.
Were they using electric cattle prods to get him out of there? They're a little feisty today. It's kind of odd. The U.S. Capitol Police Lieutenant who shot and killed January 6th protester Ashley Babbitt was housed for 6 months in a hotel suite reserved for top brass at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland, according to newly released Air Force records. These were gotten by the Judicial Watch. They filed a FOIA request, and they found out that Capitol Police paid for a suite for Lieutenant Michael Byrd and a, quote, pet at the hotel inside the fence base from July 2021 to January of last year for thousands of dollars. 6 months, and it was like $200 a day. And I mean, that's obviously a good price, a government price to another government agency. Byrd did not face any charges for his role in the cold-blooded killing of the unarmed Babbitt. He said he had been threatened for his actions. Capitol Police did not immediately explain why they housed Byrd at the Presidential Inn, a military-only facility on Andrews. This is a guy who shouldn't have been on the force to begin with. He'd lost his firearm in a previous incident in a men's room. He had just abandoned it. All right. Have a nice weekend, everybody. Wild Card Weekend. See you Monday. I'm Howie Carr.